23 after 8, it's Breakfast with Vossie and Magno, the professor, the doctor. Another good one's gone down with a spicy cough. Jimmy Barnes, James, is overnight, and he's got concerts planned this weekend, and he did a post, 2 rat tests positive. So Jimmy Barnes has got the spicy cough. Have you had it yet, COVID?
Yeah, I got it around sort of that Christmas, New Year time when it was rife here in Sydney. What about yourself, Vossie?
No, all clear still. Still.
Yeah, wow. You must be one of the very few.
Yeah, battling away. We haven't asked Jared Waitley if he's gone down with a spicy cough. Jared is getting ready for his program this morning on SEN in Melbourne. Lots to talk about. We're going to find out what is Jared Waitley's price. James Magnuson has said this morning he'd do anything for $144 million. First of all, COVID,
literally.
Jared. Have you had COVID? Jared, you've travelled over to the Super Bowl and all sorts of things over the last couple of years.
I got it between the Super Bowl and the start of the AFL season. So the timing was absolutely perfect from my work schedule point of view. And it laid me low for a few days. It was just at the start of the Pakistan test series. So I watched every ball of the first test. So my timing was, I had 2 screens going, preseason footy, cricket, endlessly locked in the bedroom because the rest were trying to avoid me in our house. So solitude. I don't mind a little bit of solitude. Time to time.
That's an interesting revelation there. Some quiet time, Jared, by himself. But as long as you've got the remote, it's all good. Now, James Magnuson, again, for people who missed it. So Jack Nicklaus has knocked back $144 million from the Saudis to be the face of and be the spokesperson for the goal. James, you don't resolve from what you said earlier today. You would do anything for $144?
Yeah, literally anything. $144 million, nothing is off limits.
Jared, we want an honesty session because I'm going to say I would do anything for $144 million. What about you?
But you have to come at it from the Nicklaus point of view, don't you? So you're starting with more than $144 million.
Yeah.
So for us, $144 million is more money than we are ever going to see in our entire lives. So it's not really a fair comparison. Look, I think the brand damage and the risk of becoming a public pariah by being involved in this would warn me off to a substantial degree, and particularly for Nicklaus, who is one of the most loved and cherished figures in the history of American sport, let alone golf. I just look at what this is doing to Greg Norman, and his place in our affections has plummeted over recent weeks and months. And I think back to what Greg Norman was when I was growing up, and the Akubra hats and the monikered shirts, and the joy of watching him play is, I'm like most, is he makes my skin crawl now. So if I'm Jack Nicklaus, I'm not going anywhere near it.
I've just done a quick little Google on Jack Nicklaus. So it says his net worth is $400 million. So you're essentially saying, would you do it for a quarter of your net worth? It probably changes things slightly, but I'm still in.
I'm out for a quarter.
Yeah, Google Voss's net wealth, and it's only got 4 figures in it. Not going great. So 144. Hey, Saudis, you'll get me for 10. Now, this is something we discussed on your program yesterday, Jared. We've got the A-League. Hello, world. The A-League semi-finals began last night. Like, seriously, we will not get anything on them. Now, that may be, some will say, well, there's no Sydney teams involved. But can you tell me, is Melbourne abuzz with the fact that you have 3 Victorian teams in the final four? Has the A-League taken a dive this year in the popularity stakes and interest stakes?
It's taken a huge dive, Vossie, and this is the best week to measure it, I think, is if I was to go back 5 or 6 years, maybe 6 or 7 years with the A-League, and if Melbourne had 3 of the last 4 teams in contention with 3 of the semi-final games and the prospect of an all-Melbourne grand final, it would have a significant place in the sporting conversation. It would be generating a whole lot of buzz, and people would want to be associated with it. That's sort of how Melbourne works. A crowd draws a crowd, but these games are near on invisible. And that tells you through a whole set of decisions that have been made, the fact that there really isn't a poster boy anymore for the A-League, and its television deal, whilst generating the money that the league needed, has diminished its audience substantially across the year. This is a fringe competition, unfortunately, now. And so the back page of today's Herald Sun does have the image of the winner last night for Melbourne Victory. So that's a step. And I do think through Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday, with the potential of an all Melbourne grand final the following weekend, it does have a chance to grow a bit of interest and vibe and still make that grand final a significant event. But no, this is the demonstration of just how far it has receded from the consciousness.
Yeah, all a bit sad, really. But
it is. Yeah, because right at the start, we took the victory on at the start in Melbourne as our team. Fred played and Archie Thompson, and there were sellout crowds at grand finals over at Marvel. I was calling those at the time. I was calling them with Ange Postecoglou, who couldn't get a job as a coach in the league at that stage. He and I were broadcasting together. So from what it was, where they invited all of the sporting public of Melbourne to it, you didn't have to be a soccer aficionado. Everyone was welcome. And then I think they progressively drew that back as the one true believers only.
All right. Well, it'd be disappointing. Having what you've said, it'd be disappointing if Victorian Club didn't win when they got three and four chances to finish. Jared, have fun on your program today. There's so much to talk about. We're talking about unusual injuries here.
Yes.
After this African winning the stage of the Giro d'Italia, then takes his eye out with a champagne cork. So you have fun with that this morning.
Thank you.
Very serious topic. And thank you for coming on the show.
Cheers.
Dogs are barking. Jared Whateley here on SEN Breakfast with Vossie and the Good Doctor. The therapy session, get your Medicare bulk billing card out. The professor will take your calls in the last half hour, 1300 01 1170.